Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
There we go.
Boop. Welcome back! This is episode 12.
Yeah.
If you've been sticking with us since the beginning, thanks for sticking around. And if you're new, thanks for joining. Today, Amanda kind of has full authority over the podcast because it's my monthly cycle and I feel like I'm about to die. And I just have no energy. Last night I felt like I was seriously on the verge of death.
Mm-hmm,
like hugging the toilet death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was fast asleep.
Yeah, she didn't even hear any of it. I could have died. Lady, my dog didn't even get up. Like, no one cared.
No! I'm surprised that she didn't get up. Yeah. Honestly. That's weird.
Yeah, no one cared. So, I guess, you want to give them, like, a rundown of what we're going
to
do today?
Yeah, so first we're going to start, I'm going to start to get back into current events. So we're going to do, like, two or three current events. And then today, I come up with the idea that, I found an article that's the nine, so we basically, okay, everyone knows column advice, like, articles. Well, this is, like, the hardest nine hardest, like, advice questions ever asked. And then a girl answers them, like, really well. But I said, because Megan gives really good advice.
Yeah.
I give, okay. So I figured it'd be fun to, like, give our advice and see how close we get to, like, the expert advice.
Okay.
So that was, like, a really long explanation, but.
You know, we got there, though.
We got there. I think someone just slept through that. Okay. So we'll start off with some current events. So first things first.
I'm the realist.
Instagram is having a big new change that is actually going to be a good change.
Is it a notification thing?
No, I don't even think that's happening. That would be stupid.
Was that just like a trick? Because that was dumb.
I think that was a trick.
But you can turn it on. I've seen the button. I looked at it and I was like, I'm just not going to do the notification. Then it can't really do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's not that though.
Because it's like a popularity contest. Like, no one wants to see my face. Like, no one wants to put a notification on to see me.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. Then you're just like, well, damn, no one sees any of my pictures. No one's liking any of them because they're not notified when I post.
I feel like that's the same thing on Facebook, where you can, like, subscribe to people on there, right? Pretty sure you can because
you can follow them.
Yes. And I'm like, I accidentally followed some girl I went to high school with, and I like clicked unfollow and it will not take her off.
Yeah, it's like they're like a band or something. You're just a person, just like everyone else.
Yes.
So follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Megan and Mandel. Okay, so the change is that they're going from 15, where you can post a 15-second video, to a 60-second video. I don't even post videos on Instagram.
I do sometimes, but it's like not that often.
I think it's going to be good for like celebrity people.
And promotional stuff. So mm-hmm. Like say if we want to show like a mini trailer for our podcast.
Mm-hmm. That would actually be kind of cool.
Would you guys want to see that? Just like little snippets? Like on Sundays we'd show you little snippets for Monday?
That'd be fun. So yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. It's a lot of work for Megan, so we'll see.
All right. Another current event is Rihanna's new music video. For the one song,
Kiss It Better. The last song that she sang at the concert.
Yep. And she's pretty much naked it all up in that thing. But
we were so far back in the concert, she was also naked at the concert, yeah. According to my friend. We didn't even know because we were so far back. But Idina said that one episode we should just kind of review it. The concert overall, but I feel like it doesn't need a whole episode. So here, this is how I felt about it.
Okay.
Really good concert. A little short. Travis Scott should not have been there. No one gives a shit about Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. You got one song, dude.
Yeah, I agree. And then maybe put another smaller person there.
Yeah, I needed more. Like, you have so many hits. Like, probably more hits than a lot of artists. Like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only got, like, 5 albums.
Yeah. And she, what, how many songs do you think she sang?
I'm gonna say like 13. Like, probably like an album's worth. Like, she was only up there for like an hour.
And I feel like there was more they could have done. Like, there was like a bridge thing that popped out in the beginning, and that was cool. But other than that, it wasn't like she flew up in the air or anything, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Like, it wasn't an Usher concert, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, I think I just need a little bit more from her. Mm-hmm. But other than that,
she did a really good job singing.
Yeah.
You could obviously tell it was her. She wasn't lip syncing whatsoever.
Yeah. You could tell, like, she had the background, but I think they all do that, like, mm-hmm. pop music wise.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I mean, drinks could have been a little bit cheaper.
Yeah. Those are insane.
But other than that, after the concert, we had a fun little
rendezvous. We went to a concert. We went to a club that we'd never been to before, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Because Megan's like, how did you hear that? That you can get in without a cover with the ticket.
Some girl said, "Hey, are you going to Sweet?" And I said, "Well, maybe." And she said, "Oh, well, there's no cover." I said, "Well, shoot, we're going."
Oh, yeah. Because we were just up in the Epicenter. Okay, I remember this now.
Yep.
Yep, so it was a wonderful Monday morning after.
Oh, my God.
But I think if you were to see her again, or would we see her again, I think we'd both say yeah.
I'd go see her. It was definitely entertaining, good music. I knew a lot of the songs. It made me love the album more.
Mm-hmm.
Because the album, I was like, ah, it's okay. And then when I actually saw her do it live, I'm like, yeah, she does a good job.
Yeah.
Like, she's really good live.
So if you're contemplating going to see her, do it.
Go do it. It's you worth spend it. That money, but you know, we got the $40 nosebleeders. You don't even need the upfront and personal.
How much do you think those upfront ones were?
Insane. It's like Justin Bieber. Did you hear that Justin Bieber? Okay, so these kids bought these tickets, like their VIP meet and greet, for $2,000. What are you doing with your money?
He doesn't even do the meet and greets anymore.
Right, and he canceled it and they didn't get their money back.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Just, oh, but, he lost some fans right there.
I heard that. They didn't get their money back, but you could get your money back if you refunded it, but you lost your ticket. Like, you didn't get to sit up front.
That's ridiculous. I feel like at least refund, like,
15%. Justin Bieber, like, your concert would be cool, but to hell with you thinking that I'm going to pay $2,000. Like, that's,
not worth
like,
it.
3 months rent for me.
Yeah. My God, yeah. Ugh, he makes me so mad because he doesn't even need that much money. Like, I like it, like, the band Shinedown I listen to, they do freaking meet and greets for free at Walmart because they just want to meet their fans. Like, it means that much. So why the hell do you make your, at least, I feel like a meet and greet price could be, like, $200 or $300. That's reasonable. Like, because you're getting to meet
them. You
get
one picture.
Yes.
But with Rihanna, from what I heard, she lets you just take a picture and she doesn't, no cost.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's what I like,
Like, if I ever get to be that way, I'm not charging anybody to come meet me. Mm-hmm. I am a person just like everybody else.
I feel like, too, we're their boss. Like, if we're not there to like them anymore, they go away, and then they have got to go work a 9-to-5. So, Justin Bieber, I hope that happens to you.
Yeah, you need to calm it down, dude.
I hate him. Okay, let's get into it.
Let's go in.
All right.
I'm diving in head first.
Number 1 of 9. Okay.
People are like, oh, God.
So, I guess the lady's name's Caroline. This is, okay.
Caroline.
So, dear Caroline, how do I know if my pre-wedding jitters are normal or a sign I should call things off? Do you want to go first?
Sure. I feel like marriage is always a scary thing for me to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I was in that situation, obviously I don't want to be in that situation for quite some time. But you have to kind of think, could I see myself spending the rest of my life with this person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to death in the ground, like, no divorce.
Yeah.
Having kids. Could I see him raising kids with me? If this happened, will he be there with me? Like, I feel like there's a really big difference between lust and love, and people get really confused with that. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're diving headfirst into marriage. Like, if you're like, we've only been dating for like a year. You need to do the little dating process a little bit longer. I don't recommend living with the significant other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it'd be nice to, like, kind of, like, try it out where you kind of stay with them for like a week or so. And then maybe doing a thing where you kind of don't see them as often before the wedding. Because distance is always a good thing, too.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you learn that, too, as you go. Like you realize, like, when you're apart, how much you need that person or whatever. It's such a good thing. But I agree. I think that's pretty much the same thing. I do think, though, if you're having jitters right before and they, like, are, like, legit jitters, because I've known, actually, a couple people that have called off their wedding, like, right before. And you just gotta listen to your heart about it.
For the long term.
Yeah. Let's see what they said.
What she said to Caroline.
Dear Caroline, ask yourself if he makes you happy on an emotional level as well as a physical one. Do you see yourself spending, oh my God, the rest of your life with him, supporting each other through good and bad? pretty much exactly what you said. Oh my god.
So, from this, I should be a columnist.
You should.
A nice columnist.
Damn, girl.
Caroline.
Caroline. Okay, number two. Dear Caroline, how do I ask my boss for a raise?
Ooh, that's a good one.
How do you ask your boss for a raise?
Yeah.
I think you should present all your hard work. It shouldn't be something that you obviously ask if you've only been working there for a couple months.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, obviously take them aside. You're not going to do it in front of other people. That's just rude.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've asked for a raise before, and I just kind of took the person aside and said, hey, I've been working really hard here. I've been working here for X amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the things I've done. I really think I deserve a raise. I'd really appreciate it. I hope that you would consider me for it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. Like, then literally, like, when you're saying all the things, like, name off specific things. So,
right.
Like, they'd be like, oh, yeah,
you have some evidence behind it. Mm-hmm. It's like with everything that you ever have to present. You can't just be like, well, I think this.
Yeah.
I'm a good person.
Come on.
Just give me an extra $5 or so.
And then, when you do it, don't compare, like, this person makes this much.
So oh, much. Yeah, no.
That's not good.
Oh, so unprofessional.
So, let's see. What Caroline says, this might be a short podcast, so please bear with us. But says,
they're like, whatever.
I'm a firm believer in reaching for the brass ring in life. If you feel your request is warranted, make an appointment to see your employer. Don't be intimidated. Remember, they weren't born into the position. The chances are pretty good they were your shoes at some point in the career. Present your case clearly, confidently, and ask for what you want in a professional, direct manner. Just cost Caroline. Okay. Dear Caroline, how can I be supportive of both my parents during a divorce without taking sides?
Ooh, that one's hard. I've never had a parent that's been in a divorce. But, I mean, I guess my biggest thing would be, like, don't trash talk your parents.
And, like, I feel like a lot of times you have, I had a lot of friends this happened to where the mom would start talking trash about the dad to the kid,
mm-hmm.
and you just kind of have to just let them do it, but not say anything.
Yeah, or you'd be like, hey, like, I can't really talk to you about that, that's my mm-hmm. mom, or that's my dad.
Yeah.
But I, like, respect what you guys are doing. Like, you gotta just gotta be supportive, I guess, in a sense, just mm-hmm. not be like, well, yeah, dad sucks.
Mm-hmm. Unless you really don't like your dad.
Yeah, but. I mean...
But, and I feel like holidays split them up, or, like...
Yeah, like, you're gonna have to, like, what they did, unfortunately, yeah. you're gonna have to work at. Like, mm-hmm. you are gonna have to put a lot of effort into it.
Mm-hmm. And don't think that the divorce is, like, I don't know, like, somehow your fault. I feel like kids always are like, oh, like...
They always get so messed up from it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, if I would have done this, maybe it would have been different. No.
Yeah.
It's like they had... decide. It's like if you break up with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you guys either mutually decided or someone decided, there's nothing you can do. It's never mm-hmm. anyone else's fault unless they cheat, and then it's obviously that person
yeah.
helped with that decision. But
yeah, I think it's just like, and it's just something that happens. Oh god, sorry lady.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately the divorce rate is so freaking high because I feel like people just jump into marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel like, this is what I have to do. I need to find this person. Oh, I think they're okay. I'll just, you know, they're mm-hmm. cool.
Let's do this! Yeah. Don't jump into marriage. I feel like that's, like, number one. Because you think you have to spend every waking moment with that person.
You'd be really mature, too.
Yeah. Okay. Caroline says, make your parents aware that you will support them through the process, but there must be a set ground of rules and boundaries. Let them know that you love them both equally and remain neutral. In other words, no bashing, no he said, she said kind of thing. So basically what we said.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good at this.
I know, I like this. Dear Caroline, how can I get my husband to be more romantic? Ooh, I like that question.
That one's always hard because, like, I feel like if you're with a person that's just not the romance, like, they don't have that factor, it's, like, so hard to get them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, what? Like... no, it's fine, like, we can do this, like, they'll make up some excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, always the worst, you're like, well, I need this.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you can just kind of be like, hey, I really want to, like, do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I feel like, and every person's version of romance is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe, like, I don't know, just drop some hints, like, I don't know how you'd say that. I don't know. With Josh, like, when he's being romantic, he likes to do surprise things.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe just drop some hints, like, ooh, like, those flowers are really pretty.
But, I mean, you can always be honest yeah, like what you like. It's like the same thing, like when obviously you're in a committed relationship and you're like, these are my fantasies, and you like exchange those with that person because mm-hmm. it's really deep and obviously you'd want them to know so you guys would have that intimacy.
Yeah.
But like, that's all I could do is just the communication factor.
Yeah, and I feel like at a certain point, if they're not being romantic, there's like, it's a sign that it's probably not going to work.
Right, because they're obviously not going to go the extra mile.
Mm-hmm. And you want someone that's going to go, like, basically give up their life for you if you're going to marry them. That's
yeah, and it's never, I hate it when, like, you're in a relationship for a long time and then, like, the other person just stops and they're just like, well, this is just normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need to do anything else. Like, I have them. No, yep. You always keep trying. Like, you should mm-hmm. always keep trying.
And don't judge that in the first couple of months or even a year, because it's always going to be like, lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
It's so different from when you're comfortable.
I think it's people change, but people also don't change in mm-hmm. certain aspects.
Yeah.
So, like, in the person that you meet in the beginning, they're just putting on a facade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that true person's gonna come out, and then they'll say that, oh, no, well, I can be different. Some things you just can't change.
Mm-hmm. And you should never want to change another person, too. I feel like everyone's like, oh, I can change them.
No, I don't think you should. But, like, someone who cheats on somebody, that's a factor that needs to be changed.
Okay, that's like, boot them to the door. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This Caroline says, I have a question for you. Is this a new thing, or was your husband always this way? If he was always this way, then you have to be realistic in your expectations. As women, we sometimes put pressure on our men to read our minds and know what we want. That's true. Unfortunately, human beings aren't equipped with an electrical panel that can be wired to individual specifications. If your husband's idea of a romantic evening is watching football on the couch, then you may have to work you may have your work cut out for you. However, this doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It just means that he's wired differently. Oh.
He's weird differently.
He's weird differently. I'm dyslexic. Okay. Next one. Dear Caroline, I'm falling in love with my close male friend. Should I tell him how I feel?
Is he a male?
Doesn't say.
Or is he a woman?
Doesn't say.
Oh.
We can do it from both perspectives.
Okay, well, we're both not gay, so that should be kind of hard.
I feel like, okay, we'll just do it from a straight perspective. I'm sorry if you're gay.
Yeah, like, well, I don't have any advice on that. I've never had that situation happen, obviously.
Well, I feel like if you're gay, you have to make sure the other person is also...
Yeah, or, like, has an interest, maybe.
Yeah. But anyway, I feel like... What, do you want to go first on it?
What I would say to a male friend... Yeah. They like me or I like them?
You like them and you're worried about telling them because you don't want to, like, ruin the friendship.
I feel like it's different when you're, like, 15 versus 25.
Yeah.
There comes a time where you can, like, at 15, you're like, oh, if I say something, they're going to make fun of me or they're going to tell so-and-so. At this point in our lives, like, if I met a guy that's a friend and I had feelings for him, you can kind of vibe if they kind of like you back.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, like, if you're close to them, you can tell them, and it probably won't affect anything. Like, hey, like, I'm really interested in you. I'm wondering if we can go, like, on a date and kind of try it out.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. And I think it also would depend how long you were friends with this person,
mm-hmm.
too, because, like, say for some reason if I was, like, Jason and Jacob,
yeah.
Like, I have feelings, and we've been friends for 10 to 15 years or something. Like, you gotta address the situation as it, see, like, it's different for everything.
Yeah, so, like, if Jacob or Jason came up to me and said, hey, I really like you and I didn't feel the same, like, I'd go on a date. If it didn't work out, we're still friends. Like, we've known each other for that long.
Yeah, but I feel like if you've been friends for a short time and for some reason they don't like you back, it might affect your friendship.
It might get a little awkward.
Yeah.
I definitely think, like, you have that trust factor because you've known that person for mm-hmm. so long and you guys have history, but if not, it's kind of like, this is a little weird.
Yeah, so I think...
You just gotta be adults about it.
Mm-hmm, and you have to be real, like, if... Just think about, like, is it worth, like, our friendship being gone? Like, you tell them. Like, if it's, like, that much, like, you love them. Okay, Caroline. My general theory on this is pretty simple. If you care that much about him, then you have to let him know. To me, it's that risk worth taking. Life is too short to be afraid of living to its fullest potential.
True, Caroline.
Damn, Caroline. All right. Dear Caroline, how can I learn to feel more comfortable and confident in my own skin?
You could at this. Being confident in your own skin? I just kind of I'm pretty confident in my own skin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone has their insecurities. I definitely do. But I think, again, as you get older, you just kind of learn. You don't really give a shit, excuse my language, of what anyone thinks about you. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they're not deciding your life.
Mm-hmm.
They can't decide your life. And it's your life.
Yeah.
So if I want to act a certain way that doesn't harm me, I'm not going to sit here and, like, edit myself.
Yeah.
To people.
March to the beat of your own drum. Okay, lady, you need to calm down. But, yeah, I think...
okay.
I think that, yeah, just being I don't know why this makes me think of this, but I remember, like, when I used to show horses, and I was, getting training or whatever, and they were, like, and my horse was, like, an ugly fat horse, mm-hmm. like, but she was, like, the cutest thing, and you're, like, you might not have the best horse, like, to win, but if you act like your horse is the best, you'll get placed. And I remember, I was, like, I need to do that. Like, this is, like, my freaking $20,000 horse, and I got fourth place.
That's what I always do with job interviews, like... Yep. Sure, they're nerve-wracking, but if anything, I'm going to go in there confident and act like myself, because mm-hmm. if I don't, they're going to be like, this girl's, like really shy. Like, I don't want to be a shy person. I don't want to mm-hmm. come off as the first impression. I never want to be the first impression someone meets me. She's shy and quiet, and she's just kind of a wallflower in the background. I never want that description mm-hmm. to be me.
Yeah, and if you're single, confidence is sexy.
Right? So I've heard, or you're just, you know, too much for people, which, you know, sometimes it's my problem.
But it's okay.
It's a little intimidating. What you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It only gets worse with time.
Oh, Lord. She says, I feel like we live in a society that puts entirely too much emphasis on perfection. There's no perfection. I'd love to know the percentage of magazine photographs that are airbrushed to hide cellulite, bad skin, bad bald spots, whatever. The reality is that we're all human. I'm only 5'1". God, Carolyn, you're short. I need a stool to reach the top shelf of the pantry, and when buying clothes, everything needs to be altered. My mm-hmm. voice is deep, and I sound like a linebacker sometimes. So what? At least when I speak, I'm heard. I am what I am, and that's all what I am. So are you.
Aww. I am what I am, Sam, I am.
Oops, hold on. 1 second, I went too far.
Oh, no, we skipped a question.
I went backwards. Okay. I might have skipped one.
Hold on. Oh, no. Well, I'm can't go on.
Okay.
We have to know all of Carolyn's advice.
Okay, we're almost done.
Not Carolyn. Is it Carolyn or Caroline?
Caroline.
Caroline.
Number 8. Dear Caroline, I'm terrified of dating after my divorce. How do I get back out there?
Terrified? Oh, I guess that's me.
Right, let's hear it, girl.
I don't know. I've not been back out there, but I feel like you have to be ready to be out there. Like, I'm in a place in my life right now where I just kind of want to focus on myself. I don't want to include somebody else. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to keep in mind, like, when you're in a relationship, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to put time and effort into the other person. You can't really just focus on you. You have to put some focus on the other person or it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my biggest advice, like, you have to be ready to take that time. And you kind of have to be ready that you're happy with yourself. And you're not so consumed by the other relationship.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, you have to be... And it's going to be so hard, but that other person, where you break up, they're going to try and come back to you at least once,
mm-hmm.
usually. And sometimes it's even you. You have to be strong enough to move forward if you know that person's not right for you, especially right. if you're getting divorced. Like, sometimes it works out, but...
Well, that's the same with just, like, a regular relationship, yeah. too.
But I agree. Yeah, just... And how Megan said, you have to know yourself before you can put yourself into somebody else's life.
Yeah, it's just... too much. Like, if you can't even, like, control your own life, how are you supposed to, like, combine lives with somebody?
Mm-hmm. It's never gonna work.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay, let's see what Caroline says.
Caroline.
I think you first have to give yourself permission to move forward with your life. Oh my god, just hire us, Caroline. Let go of any guilt you may be harboring regarding your marriage. Don't look at it as if a failure. Learn from the experience. Life goes on, and we all deserve to be happy. You have to recognize that your life as you knew it has shifted. Go with it. Like buying a new pair of shoes. You have to break them in before you can walk comfortably in them.
Yeah, so I think Oprah's going to have to give me my own show. It's going to be similar to Dr. Phil, but better.
Yes. Okay, last question.
The last questions. Why is there not 10 questions? Why is it 9?
I don't know. I couldn't find another one. Maybe we can find one. Okay. Dear
Caroline.
Lady decided she had to put her butt on my boob.
That dear big old booty girl.
She's like, I just want to be in it.
I just want to be seen.
Okay. Dear Caroline, my parents won't stop nagging me about getting married. How can I politely tell them to butt out?
Obviously, you're not ready. I feel like, well, I guess, the only thing I have from this is my parents do this all the time about nagging about everything. Mm-hmm. It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. Like, I get to a point in my life where I finish this, and now I gotta do this. Like, it's like they always want you to do this timeline, mm-hmm. and you're just like, come on, like, I'm still young,
mm-hmm.
and I shouldn't have to be on this timeline. But anyway, enough about them.
We could have a whole podcast.
I would just kind of say, hey, I'm obviously not ready to get married. It's a really big life decision. Mm-hmm. Just kind of need you to back off a little bit. No disrespect towards you. I'm just not there right now.
Yeah, depending on your parents, too. Like, even when you say something, they're probably still going to push you.
Yeah.
Like, but not probably as hard. So I feel like it's just something you have to accept. And it's not like they can force you to get married. So it's your own life. Live your life, queen.
That, and if I ever have a problem, this, no offense to you, Dad, and LaDonna, but when you guys do that, it just kind of pushes me back where I just don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And, like, if you call me, I just kind of ignore the call because I don't want to deal with the conversation, and I don't mean to do that towards you, but, like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm done with it.
It makes you want to do the thing that they're pushing you to do less.
Yeah, so it's always going to be like that. Since, mm-hmm. like, 13, when your rebellious stage kicked in, mm-hmm. that teenage year, to now, and so forth.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that.
We know you just want the best for us.
But we can't. Like, ugh. Not right now. We don't want it.
Yeah. My parents have it.
Like, they'll do it when it's time.
Yep. Let's see what last, but not least, Caroline says.
What's she do, girl?
I really hate to say this, but your love life is none of your parents' business. Respect them always, but you have to hold your ground and ask them to step aside and let them, and let you live your life, queen.
Yes, slay, queen, slay.
That's it. That's all 9, and I feel like we were both very accurate.
We were. Well, the podcast is almost done.
Oh, wait. There's another one.
Another one. Hold on. We're going to pause this.
Okay.
And we'll come back with another one. All right, DJ Khaled.
Live your life.
All right, the last one.
Okay, sorry about
that. The grand
that.
Finale. You like, had to listen to a commercial about our podcast and please sponsoring us. But now we get to hear the last one. I hope you stuck around. This could be a really good one.
Dear Caroline, how do I handle a mean girl at work?
This is the finale that we were waiting for.
Someone probably needs this advice. All right, let's do it.
How would I deal with a mean girl at work?
I feel like you would just tell her off.
I would, so I'm, like, the worst one to, like, even do this advice because I don't let anyone push me around.
Yeah, Megan, yeah, you're a badass bitch. I just ignore them because I feel like we both, well, this just goes back to bullying in middle school and it follows you through. And those same people are going to be the bulliers or whatever. And
yeah, you just gotta put bullied. Up with it. But I think eventually you just kind of learn. It's the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're, like, if you're at, well, I guess at any age, you only get one life, and you don't need some people to sit here and bully you around.
Yeah.
You need to stand your own ground. If anything, you don't need to take my approach, where you just kind of, like, kind of tell them off and just kind of go. If you're more relaxed like Amanda, you just kind of go up to the person and said, hey, have a nice little conversation, and just be like, kind of see why they're treating you like that, and then just kind of solve the problem and move on with your life. In a professional setting, you shouldn't be like that towards people anyway.
Yeah, I feel like you have to confront that person. And when you do it, I feel like they're going to be like, oh my god, they're actually confronting me.
Yeah. Bullies suck.
And maybe I'll stop, if not, get a new job, sorry.
No! That person is not going to make me get a new job.
Get them fired. Okay.
Yeah. Put some weed in their desk.
That happened in the office.
Really?
Long story. It was oregano, but yeah, anyway. It was weird. Anyway, the best way to handle it is to do nothing. All right, we were totally wrong. I know this can be very difficult at times.
Caroline, you lost me.
But you're only fueling the fire. Now, having said that, there are times when you do have to respond. If it gets to that point, then response should be well thought out and, above all else, be calm and non-threatening. You don't want to ignite the power keg. Assess the person and the situation at hand with clarity. Take the emotion out of it and really look at it for what it is. You need to look at this person and realize that she has all that she has issues that probably have nothing to do with you at all. No, I don't agree with that.
No, but, like, what if I can just go to my boss and be like, just tattle on him? You know, like what you did in preschool?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, would you?
No. I would handle it myself. Yeah. But I mean, like, if you're a really weak person.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. It's not the most professional thing, but...
No, but I mean, if you confront them, they're still gonna do it.
Yeah, I agree. If you confront them and they're even worse, because I feel like sometimes that just pushes people over.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. So, yeah, that's it.
That was it. That was fun.
That was fun. Hopefully we'll come up with more fun, like, ideas.
Hopefully, we'll get some more viewers and you guys can actually send us in questions.
Yes, oh my god.
Wouldn't
that'd
be
cool.
Fun episode? Mm-hmm. You could tweet at us. You know what? We're gonna try it. If you stay this long at the end of the video, I'm also gonna send out a tweet. Most likely it's not gonna happen. We'll have to pick another one because we just don't have enough viewers yet. But what do you want the hashtag to be?
Hashtag ask Megan and Amanda? I don't know.
That's
I'm really,
really
bad
long.
At that. Hashtag
ask
M&A? I don't know. I'm terrible at Twitter.
Ask in SST.
What?
Ask in SST.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
we'll put
hashtag.
That in a description.
It's ask, not so sober thoughts.
Oh, okay. She likes to shorten shit, and it always confuses me.
You have to. That hashtag would be your whole entire thing on your Twitter.
I don't know Twitter. Okay.
Okay, we're going to have to do a tutorial for Amanda, and then maybe she can help with the next video.
Yes.
So, hashtag ask in SST. If we get enough questions through, I'm even going to put it on my Facebook for the people that follow me on Facebook. We'll do Twitter if you haven't followed us. It's at Megan and Amanda. You can send us advice if you don't want it to be public to our email, which is going to be meganandamanda90@gmail.com. And we'll keep you anonymous if you don't want to. But if you do want to be public, we'll insert the little screenshots of the tweets or Instagram comments. But yeah. And our Instagram is also Megan and Amanda.
Yeah.
So, thanks for watching. We appreciate it. We will see you guys next week with the new video. Who knows if it's going to be a Q&A or it's just going to be some crazy.
What?
Bye. All right, lady, take us out. Thanks, lady. All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.